This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It's faster, it's got a bigger screen, better camera, better color, and it's the lightest smartphone in the world. Well, do I really need to tell you what I'm talking about? The iPhone 5, what else? The official unveiling was today in San Francisco amid the usual Apple hoopla. Even the Foo Fighters showed up for this one. The phone goes on sale next week, and it's expected to be a blockbuster. But as Marketplace's Queen Akim reports, what Apple left out of the phone may also be key.
At the dawn of this tech boom, the promise was all about sharing and being friends. Back then, Google didn't have smartphones and tablets. And so Apple hosted Google Maps and YouTube on its iPhones and iPads. The vibe was all, mi casa es su casa. Roger Kay is an analyst at Endpoint Technologies.
Most people figured out when you share things, you don't make any money.
Kay says, now it's all about putting a big fence around your property and kicking all your friends out. Apple, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook
are trying to harvest profits within the walls of their garden.
For Apple, that garden is the iPhone and iPad. And once you buy one, Apple wants to be there to sell you everything. Sarah Rotman Epps is an analyst at Forrester.
In the new iPhone, we won't see Google Maps as the default map application. And that's because there is power in knowing where people are at all times.
In the not-too-distant future, Apple could make money by selling that data to, say, a 24-hour diner that can send you an ad when you leave a nightclub. Andreas Weigen directs a social data lab at Stanford. He says it's not just about selling you stuff, it's about collecting your data.
At the heart of trying to own the consumer is to own the identity of the user.
And the company that can really figure out that identity and direct you to the right 24-hour diner will emerge as the victor. I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.